Thank you. Okay. Sunday morning, 1-7-24. Prophet's Corner Uncut. Title is The Old Guard's Going Home. I think it's soon. All right. Sometimes it never ceases to amaze me the way that the Lord looks at things. All right, I want to begin to read to you what he said to me. The old guard, those that hold to the rapture, will soon be going home. Their old wineskins no longer carry the vision as they once did. The light that they carried has gone out. How can they see if their lamp has gone out? For them to move forward will be like the blind leading the blind. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures here. First one is Matthew 23. That's not the only doctrine of men that leads astray, but that is a major one. The rapture. All right, Matthew 23, starting with verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Now, get a picture. They're kind of sitting where we are sitting in history as far as a new dispensation that's coming. And what were they doing? They were doing the old covenant to the letter of the, to the letter. They were obeying God. Here comes somebody else beginning to talk about a new way that was coming. What it caused them to do. They're of the devil. Don't listen to them. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses. And for a pretense make a long prayer, therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. So they actually became, that's what Jesus said, devil's advocate. And before they were great. You know, we got a little bit of that whenever President Trump came on the scene and the Lord began to reveal the truth about things. A lot of them didn't like it, and some of them still don't like it. They stand against the president, and they've caused a lot of the problems that we have. A lot of the insurrection things that happen. Thinking they're doing God a service when they rat you out. Woe unto you, ye blind guides. Blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? If you watched the broadcast this morning, I was hitting on all pistons this morning. I'm telling you what, I'm thinking, woo! Talking about people in the body of Christ. This one particular person that they say that this person is an apostle, and I'm going. And they're pushing the Jew junk on the church. I'm going, Lord, maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but I'm just going, this is just the opposite of what it should be. And they all think it's wonderful. They're in the limelight and featured in all the Christian things. Sad. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it by all things thereon. Whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, hath omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. You blind guides, which strain at a gnat swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you made clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. You see why he cannot allow them to continue? Not when a new dispensation is coming. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the day of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Yeah, they would have. They would have done just what their fathers did. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogue and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood. You know, the persecution isn't just trying to kill somebody. It's somebody's trying to bring the truth, and some wise apple gets in their pulpit and starts bashing that person that God sent. That's persecution. That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are ye set unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Okay, first two scriptures of 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. There we are. God's throwing it down, stone by stone, so that the sons of God can arise. The real temple, not made with hands, can manifest. All right. If their light has gone out and they cannot see, how can they now lead the way? They have become an old wineskin. All the deception happened under their watch. Think about that one. All the deception happened under their watch. The gospel did not move forward as it should have under their watch. Only a few obeyed me, and they will be rewarded for not leaving their post. Their season has ended. Pray for the teams that they leave behind, that they do not hinder the gospel moving forward, and pray that they put off the old wineskin and put on the new wineskin. Full disclosure is coming, and soon all will know the truth and will have to adjust their thinking. Wrong thinking is the biggest obstacle, and right thinking is the biggest asset. I can do nothing with wrong thinking, and I can do the impossible with right thinking. An unrenewed mind stops progress. New wine into new wineskins will cause my church to progress forward. This is part of your assignment. The changing from the old to the new so that the kingdom can advance forward. The old guard, those that embrace the rapture, will embrace in their own private rapture. This is what they believe for, an escape. Well, their escape is coming. They can no longer hinder the church from progressing forward. Their teams will be traumatized. But they are to be embraced with open arms and given every opportunity to acclimate to what my Holy Spirit is doing. Genesis chapter 11. I won't go there. It's talking about the time that God had to confuse the language because they were going to do evil. Well, God says this, The church will once again speak the same, act the same, follow my Holy Spirit to fulfill my plan. The new wine into new wineskins for the reconstitution and reconstruction process to begin. Spiritual first, judgment at my house first, my body in unity advancing my kingdom. Be cautious of pet peeve doctrines that are not based in the Word of God. This morning in the broadcast, I talked about the Jewish rituals and things that Christians taken to themselves. Paul became very adamant against Peter when Peter tried to do the very same thing when the first church started, the early church started. A little leaven will level the whole lump. Well, we kind of see that, don't we? No power. Have you seen any power in the church since you've been Christian? Uh-uh. The only power I've seen is what's happened in my own life when I was seeking God. They are a trap and a snare from the enemy. He seeks to have you build a tabernacle in your mind and hold up there. These such pet peeve doctrines have become a blockade to my plan. Church denominations are based on these doctrinal differences and have caused many divisions that have prevented my body from moving forward. The Christian religious institutions will be judged first. How can the blind lead the blind? Those are strongholds, blind minds. My new wineskins will make the needed changes. I'm renewing my offices of apostle and prophet for this very reason. The nation and the world must have a compass to get back on course, a lighthouse in tumultuous waters. My apostles and prophets hear from me. They are called by me. They are trained by me, not by man. As a compass, they will lead the church back to me. Then the church can lead the nation back to me. See that? The church first. Judgment, church first. The reason I must make the changes is because this is a new dispensation. The whole church has been leavened. The sin of the world has infiltrated the whole church. I meant for the church to infiltrate the whole world. All right, Luke chapter 13. The reason that I received a letter from a ministry. It's been someone that I've highly esteemed, and they do a lot of work in Israel. And they're constructing a big thing over there, and they're asking for money to finish the project. And this project, they say God told them that this building is to be used during the 7-year tribulation period after the rapture of the church. And then after that, it'll be used for the millennial kingdom. Well, I said, okay, Lord, I'll forget that part, but I'll focus on the millennial kingdom. And this is what this word came out of. I didn't say it. He did. I'm going, I guess that means I'm not going to be supporting them. That's a sad day. That's a sad day. 13:18 of Luke. Then said he, unto what is this kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowl of the air lodged in the branches. And he said again, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. We were supposed to leaven the whole earth, not the world leaven the church. Genesis 41:15. I was telling Danny that I had a dream 3 nights in a row. The last night was early Saturday morning, and I finally got up, and I hope that I get what the full meaning. It's not the whole parable, but it is part of it. This is right here, verse 15. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, is it not in me? or it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow. Behold, seven other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first seven fat kine, and when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them. But they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I woke, and I saw in my church, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk full and good. And behold, seven ears withered thin and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to him. Do you remember, it's been way back, I had to deal about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine. I don't even know what the context of what that was. Maybe it was not what I thought. You know, it's something how as God begins to give you more revelation, how the picture changes. Better understanding to interpret. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years, the seven good ears are 7 years, and the dream is one. The seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh, what God is about to do. He showeth unto Pharaoh, behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. All the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. For that the dream was double unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. All right, that's all I'm going to read about that. This is what I had about this. I gave the plenty, the prosperity of finances to my church to make the gospel, so the gospel could go to the world. They have used it for their own pleasure and to wait for the great escape. They have not occupied. They look healthy and whole, but the doctrines of men, the lean cows and the lean years, has devoured my church. Just as I raised up Joseph to stand in authority for people in my days, now am I raising up apostles and prophets, restoring them to bring my church back on course. The church doctrines, they have leavened the whole church. These are those lean ears. It's devoured any prosperity or anything. Because the church has grabbed a hold of the prosperity message and they have used it for their own gain, focused on their own houses and doing their own thing and not on God's. Why did God protect Joseph and his family? Because they were going to be Israel, the nation. All right. Revelation 3. That's what I kept hearing. Lean cows, fat cows. In my dream. I'm thinking, what? I was just tossing and turning, lean cows, fat cows. All right, Revelation 3. And I remember every night it was like I flipped over on my left side and this dream would begin. And I was going, maybe there's some significance to three times. I don't know, but the Lord does. If you've got some understanding of that, please bring it to me because I'm doing the best I know here. All right, 3:14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Does that sound like the church today? The church is looking to the military and President Trump. They're not looking to themselves to do what God has given them the power to do, because they don't know how. They've been leavened. They know how to do Jewish customs. They know how to run to the doctor, the witch doctors. They know how to do a lot of things that the world does, but they don't know how to be sons of God. All right. My new guard will move with me. They will hear my voice, and they will make the right choice. This is the new church, Matthew 16. I don't say this ugly because I know it's difficult. We're all going through very difficult testing. But I think we're all missing the point. It's for the kingdom of God. Like I told you last week about taking it for the team, this is about the kingdom of God. He's got to see how much can you take before you crack. Will you continue on and speaking the word and doing what you're supposed to do and focusing on the kingdom and what he wants to do? Or are you going to be all caught up in what is bothering you? Down in the mouth? Depressed? I mean, isn't it a choice? We're all there. We're all there. Well, I want to pass the test, don't you? Yeah, we all do. We want to pass the test. Lord, help us. Help us to see what's really going on. Help us to see this is the devil that's doing this stuff. And when I bring my teaching later, I'm going to show you. Lord's giving me some insight. I mean, it's not new insight, but it's insight about help us with that. All right, Matthew 16, 13. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, oh, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, some one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, that's following the Holy Spirit, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. There's a new church. Power. Power by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Not by the doctrines, but, well, you know, they got the spirit of Elijah on them. You know what? That's just silly cliches. It's still happening today, all this crapola. I'm sorry. It's just crap. And God says, I'm done with the crap. I'm ready for the sons of God to get busy and do what I want them to do. And that's you. All right, he will not prevail against it. The devil won't prevail against it. Why? Because we just take a licking and keep ticking. I am the architect of my church, not of the doctrines of men. And my apostles and prophets will get the blueprints from me. They will build up a spiritual house that I can dwell in. Got a ways to go here. My Old Testament prophets proclaimed all my plans from the beginning to the end. If you don't read the Old Testament, I encourage you, then do through the Bible every year. keep in touch with that, because they proclaimed what Jesus and everything that you're seeing today, they proclaimed it in the old covenant. They're not complete without us, Hebrews says. They're observing. Oh, Lord, help them, help them. All right, Amos 3:7, he does nothing lest first he doesn't reveal it to his servants, the prophets. All right. Now, my builders, my architects will carry it out. Old and new covenant working together. You want to see that? Let's go to Revelation. God's government. Verse 10. 4. The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. There's your apostles and prophets, Old Testament and New Testament. All right. As in heaven, so on earth. Revelation 7. Read these scriptures many times to you. Verse 1, And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the serpents of God in their forehead. So we see the 12,000 sealed, and we know this book is symbolic. But 12 by 12 equals what? 144,000. 12 and 12 equals what? 144. The elders. Well, I just read to you in Revelation chapter 4. 12 by 12. All right, 14. Verse 1, And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. We're there, folks. 21. I hear this new earth tossed around quite a bit, don't you? And they're not spiritual people. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And he shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This is my thoughts here. The kingdom of God is within you. If we seek outwardly, we will not find what we're looking for. Seems that the church is basing everything on outward signs and wonders. They're waiting to see. Not in here. Out of here! They have missed the day we are living in. The Lord has told us that it happens in the Spirit first and always will, because it's about Christ in you, Christ being formed in you. This is how God's plan has been missed. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 7. Well, let's go over there. If he said it, we need to hear it, right? We need to start looking at the book of Revelation for the spiritual book that it is. That's why people get all messed up. They're trying to discern a spiritual book with their carnal mind, and they ain't going to do it. It's That's why we've got so many stupid books out there that you come away more confused after you read them than before you read them. The only understanding I've come to is what the Lord showed me myself by reading it myself. All right. Matthew 7:21. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name hath cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye worker, ye that work iniquity. For therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken them to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was found upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Right here. It's still the same, and it came to pass when Jesus had entered these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. They're still astonished when you start bringing the truth. Oh, well, you know, we've been taught this way, it's what we believe. Don't care if it's wrong or right. If it's good for grandma, it's good for mama, it's good for me. No. Each person has to have their own individual walk with God and revelation. We don't get it by osmosis. All right, a spiritual house follows the Spirit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Right? Then Luke 17:21. I'll go to that one. Right here, let's start with 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Yeah, within you. All right, one more. Hebrews 10:16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. It's all about the inside, y'all. That's what the Holy Spirit's teaching us and training us right now, is learning to walk from what is on the inside, not what's happening on the outside. The song, we walk by faith and not by sight, that's exactly what that means. We walk by what's going on in here, not what's going on out here. Because that, what does that do? It just causes people to react all the time. React is not acting. It's counterproductive. All right. Can you now understand why the church is a mess? It's because people are a mess. They're still looking to the outward to solve their problems. They have not been trained to look in their spirit for the answers. So goes the people, so goes the church, so goes the nation, so goes the world. All right, one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Living from the inside out. There's a song that I couldn't remember.